the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Living Bible says when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. The Complete Jewish Bible says, therefore, if anyone is united with the Messiah, he is a new creation. The old is past. Look, what has come is fresh and new. And the New International Version says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Today we want to talk about the new you. The new you. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we honor you for who you are. We pray thy blessings upon your people, that you move me out of the way, that you can have your way. That as we come together digging into thy word, O God, that we may leave here encouraged, blessed, and renewed. Have thine own way, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The new you. If you were to ask someone what the word new meant, they could probably give you a very good definition. But when was the last time that you looked at how the dictionary defines new? The dictionary defines new as not existing before, original, made or brought into existence for the first time. So if any person is in Christ, they are a new creation, not existing before. That blows our mind because we know we've been here. And how is God going to create us anew, someone new that has not existed before, made or brought into existence for the first time? Wow. Think about that. You know why? Because billions of dollars, people spend billions of dollars every year on cosmetics, personal items, colognes and perfumes and clothing and earrings and jewelry and plastic surgery. They try to talk about nobody. But sometimes when they finish, it looks just like that plastic. Oh, that was nice. That was nice. Pray for me. Pray for me. Amen. Amen. Spend a lot of money. Because people desire to look good, but they want the new look. That new look. No matter what a person has to do to achieve their new look, they're going to spend the money or do something. But only at its best, the new look only deals with the external. Well, yeah. Amen. 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 You could, somebody said you could dress up a pig. But because you put a suit on a pig, they still a pig. Lord have mercy. You could dress up a sinner. But no, I'm not going to go there. That's just not necessary. Amen. But how does one become new internally? That's the struggle for the Christian in the body of Christ. I gave my life to Christ, but I've yet to feel like I'm brand new. We have to release and surrender ourselves to become new. It's a transformation process. You got to let God put his hands on your inside while you dress up the outside. Amen. Amen. Because we can get dressed up and still be evil, nasty, cantankerous, no good. My God. But if you want that new you, let's go for the total process. Amen. Let's get the whole new you. Inside and outside. Nothing like going through the car wash. Car come out shine. Get in. Lord have mercy. How many people take a shower with the clothes on? Amen. Put your suit on for service. Get dressed for Sunday. Then take your shower. That is essentially what some of us do when we get saved. We put on Christ, but we haven't put in Christ. For the Word of God says, if any man be in Christ, if any person is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. And that word nuces never existed before. Lord have mercy. Think about that for a moment. In Christ, brand new, never existed before. That's hard for us to deal with because you say, but that's my same old body. But you have to remember, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And God wants to get on the inside of us. Many times people seek a new look, don't think about changing the inside. Amen. Some people think that an external change changes everything. And I asked my wife and daughter about that show, and it's called What Not to Wear. Anybody see What Not to Wear? They grab somebody or somebody has the nerve to send somebody else's name in to the show. Say, hey, she's dorky. Can you do something with her? Then she consents. And they go to her house and throw all her stuff away. And give her money to go buy it. They do her hair and everything. And you know what? That's good because every person says, I begin to feel better about myself. But I guarantee you, it has not changed them to the level that they need to change on the inside. There's some stuff inside of us that we actually dress up and clothe up and mask. It's nothing like, you know, looking one way and feeling another way on the inside. And that other thing they do with the house is extreme makeover. They come and they gut it out. Some of us need to be gutted out. Anybody want to gut out? You got to raise your hand. Some of us need to be gutted out. We got some stuff we need to be gutted out. Some stuff that we've been taught. Some stuff we've been exposed to. Some stuff mama said, daddy said. I'm not saying disrespect mom and daddy, but some of that stuff ain't right now. You learn a little more. They did the best they could with what they had at that time, but things have changed. Need a gutting out. An inside change. External change may help, may make a person feel better. They feel better about themselves, but this is not the new change that the Bible's talking about. Many of us don't want to change. It's easy to stay the way we are. But to get what God has for us, we need to make a change. As a matter of fact, when you think about it, John says that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I can't get all dressed up on the outside and think Jesus and I are going to have a relationship. No, it's a spiritual relationship. What's that song? You're not a natural being going through a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being going through a natural experience. So if you're in fact saved, that's what happens to you. You are a spiritual being going through a natural experience. Because Romans says that, you know, we ought to be led by Christ. Therefore, if you're led by Christ, there's no condemnation for them that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. So we need to get that spiritual makeover, that extreme makeover. And it's not just a one-time deal. Because you know what? In the morning, you can get up and you can do it up for the whole day. But when you come to Christ, you have to continually go to him so he can continually make us new on the inside. You know, you can do that thing one time. Paint the face and everything. And there's no internal change. The transformation is spiritual. And it only comes about through Jesus Christ. You can't go anywhere else. You can go anywhere to get your makeup. You can go anywhere you want to go to buy your clothes. You can go anywhere you want to buy your jewelry, buy colognes, or whatever personal products we need to make ourselves look good. But there's only one place you can get an internal change. There's only one place you can get an internal makeover. Anybody else is a fake. They got enough fake stuff out there. Fake cologne. Fake cosmetics. All that stuff. They got all that stuff out there. Fake pocketbooks. You know, all that stuff out there. Fake suits. Fake men. Fake women. It's fake stuff. I'm not going to tell you about the guy on his honeymoon night. Okay, the Lord is good. That's none of y'all business. They see you. Look at y'all. Okay, everybody looking at me now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about the new you. Let's keep it there, the new you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. Number one, anyone in Christ is a new creation.
Think about that. Anyone in Christ. What does in Christ mean? In Christ, Christ is in you. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I have surrendered my total life, everything unto Him. Everything I have belongs to Jesus. I'm all Jesus. All of me belongs to Jesus. That's what being in Christ means. That Jesus has the right to come in my life and change and do what He needs to do to create me anew so I can become the person that He has ordained me to be, that I can do ministry, that I can worship Him and praise Him and honor Him in spirit and in truth. I have surrendered unto Him. That's what we do. If you had to move out of your house so your house could be remodeled on the inside, then you actually turn the keys over to the contractor and they go in and do what they need to do. They gut it out. So anyone in Christ, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Some of us don't feel new because we're not all the way in Christ. Halfway in. 75% in. The song says 99 and a half just won't do. And sometimes we don't want to go all the way in because we got some stuff that we don't want to give up. We got some stuff that we want to hold on to. And we make the mistake of saying, well, God knows my heart. That's a dangerous statement. God does know your heart. That's why He wants to get you totally in Him so He can change us around. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any person is in Christ, he is a new creation. What does that word new mean? Never existed before. You and I don't even know who we're going to be when He touches. We don't think about it like that. We got this newness of life that we're supposed to walk in. But some of us walk around feeling the same old way that we've been feeling all our lives before we accepted Christ. And after we accepted Christ, we ought to be feeling different because we ought to be brand new in Him. And the way you know that you're brand new, when you begin to read the Word of God, when we begin to fellowship with God, when we begin to worship Him, a newness, when we worship in the Spirit, a newness comes over us. And I don't know how we can get saved and still walk around looking with the same living face. Even when we have problems when you're in Christ, that's different. You got somebody to go to. We got somebody to be somebody that's going to walk with us. But you got to be in Christ. Because if you're in Christ, Christ is in you. John 15 says, without me, ye can't do nothing. But this coming out repentance. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I can get here and preach and be a preaching sinner. You're going to be able to sing your heart out and be so far from God. You can fool the congregation, but you can't fool God. But if you really love God, if you really love Him, we want to be new in Him. And each morning, new mercies we see. New, never existed before. Folk haven't really seen you yet. That's why when God begins to work in you and work on you, you mess folk up. They see you again like, who she thinks she? Who is he? And then they get to telling you, I remember when. Anybody got somebody in your family or friend that I remember when? You changed. God done changed. You know you changed. But they got the I remember when. Every time they see you at the Thanksgiving dinner. I chose Thanksgiving because it's coming. Every time you walk in. Oh, look at holier than thou. I remember when he drank more than me. They had to pack his paddle to take it home. They're not excited about the new you because they don't understand the new you. See, when you're in Christ, you become brand new. And those that are not in Christ can't understand you because the natural man receiveth not the things of God because their spirit he discerns. That's why you can't get along with your family no more. If they're not saved, if they're not in Christ, there's some folk that they saved, but they're not in Christ, and we got to struggle with that. They don't see what you see, but they see you becoming new. And instead of them, you know, thanking God for that, they get kind of envious, kind of jealous and everything, but they don't understand what God is doing. You can't explain it because it's brand new. It never happened before. It's brought into existence for the first time. You can't explain what God did, but you know it's God because you know yourself. I know where I came from. I know what I used to be. I know what I am. I know how I think. I know how my heart feels. I know how I really am. Therefore, when something good comes out of me, I know it's Christ. What did Paul say? because of Christ that lives in me. We walk around here sometimes once we get saved, get our titles, we think we somebody. But guess what? If it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for God's mercy, if it had not been for God's grace, we wouldn't be better than anybody else. That's where humility comes in. They'll keep you humble. I don't care how high you soar in life. I don't care what you achieve. If you're in Christ, every time you look in that mirror, you say, Lord, have mercy, if it hadn't been for you. You be, Lord, please don't pull the curtain back. Please don't show the congregation. Please, God. Now, God, remember you said you cast it as far as the west, from the east, as from the west. You cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. Number one, you got to be in Christ. Ain't no free ride. You got to be in Christ. In Christ. That's number one. We got to get in Christ. If you want to be brand new, get in Christ. One thing I like about being in Christ is that when he changes us on the inside, it does something for the outside. Amen. If you got something going on inside your body, if the doctor can get it out, you start looking better on the outside. Yes, sir. Oh, I wish I had a witness, because that's what happens. It's an internal thing going on here. When you get your spiritual makeover, you begin to look different on the outside. Because, you know, if there's no internal makeover, then all we got on is the external stuff. And the external won't do it. But when you have a spiritual makeover, if something happens on the inside, make it look better on the outside. When you get proper rest, you look better, your eye, you can see better. Lord have mercy. That's why you ought not stay up all night watching TV for nothing. You'll stay up all night reading the Word of God. Stay up all night in prayer. Don't stay up all night playing video games and watching TV, doing all that crazy stuff. That's why you look like that when you come in. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, God, I'm so tired. Why are you tired? You work like, no, I ain't work. I love the kids and they come in past. I'm so tired. So what you do? Work? No, I stayed up. Well, at least you know why you're tired. Get some rest. Look better. Be alive. But see, when you really love worshiping him, nobody gonna tell you to go to bed early, get your clothes together at night. Oh, I wish I had a witness. See, it's the stuff we do. It's how we handle what we do. If you always dragging yourself to church, check your relationship. Check why you're in church. Come on, somebody. If you can always write church off, I ain't going today, and stop blaming on me. Because there's several churches in America that you can go to.
Oh, I ain't going. You're going to be long.
Well, go to a short church. I promise we don't want to be real with it. As long as we got somebody out to blame for why we ain't going to go to church. No, well, you can write church off, something wrong with you. You don't feel like going to church. Anytime you don't feel like, I ain't going to church. Ain't doing nothing. Making up stuff. Oh, I got a headache. Can't go to church. And I call you Monday. Oh, I got a headache. Got to go to work. Same headache. You know why? Because that paycheck messed you up. Forget about heaven. Forget about what God promised. But with this headache, I must go. I must go in. If anyone in Christ. Number two, old things are passed away. That's a good thing. The way we think. The stuff that's in us, when we become new in Christ, he begins to purge us. Somebody's house is cluttered because you got some new furniture and you ain't want to let the old furniture go. You wouldn't even put it in the storage. You want to show how blessed you are. Couch on top of couch. No, God gave me this when I first got married. I can't get rid of this. You ain't no room in your house for the people, baby. Look like a museum up in there. Old things. Learn how to let go of the past. When Christ gets in us, the old thing is gone. They say the old things are P-A-S-S-E-D, past. Oh, where? They're gone. My old ways, my old habits. You got to know they're gone because your mind has to be renewed. You got to know you're different. And if the transformation process does not happen overnight, give God some opportunity. Give God some time to work in our lives and don't give up on yourself. Don't give up.
Sometimes if it don't happen quick enough, we out of the church, we out of the Bible, we out of Jesus, we out back in Egypt. And there was nothing left in Egypt for any of us. That's why we had to come out of Egypt. But it said old things are passed away. That's awesome. But you got to remember, when you clean up, you got to put something else in there. Amen. If you clean house and don't put nothing in there, the devil you got out is going to come with seven more. Seven plus one is eight. If he go and get seven more, and he come back too. That's why when you get saved, when you come accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you got to begin immediately to fill yourself with the Word of God, hang around the people of God. You got to start weaning yourself away. I'm not crazy. It doesn't happen overnight. So instead of drinking 16 bottles of beer tonight, try 15. Wean yourself. Wean yourself off that stuff. Come on. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't spend every night in the bar. Pull away from that stuff. Or take your Bible to the bar with you. Put it up on the counter. And see if you have an encounter. But when you're in Christ, you gotta want to be new. Because you know what? God is not a God that's gonna force you. So you can't legislate love. You can't make nobody love you. Folks love you because they want to love you. Folks love Jesus because they want to love Jesus. He does not make us love him. But you got to love yourself enough and the Christ that is in you in order that you might make a change. And you got to want to make this change. You got to want to give up certain things. You got to give up certain things. Got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You won't miss it. I guarantee you. Jesus is going to take care of you. You might think you need that or need this, but you really don't. You got to let that stuff go. Old things are passed away. You got to give Jesus all the old stuff. Let him have it. Let him have it. Anybody see that show? What's it called? Hoarders? That's ridiculous. All that stuff. They don't have nowhere to live. They cleaned one lady's house. They found her children dead under there. No, I'm just kidding. They found one of her ex-husbands. No, I'm just kidding. She had lost a cat. The cat dead up under there. And God comes and says, I know you're a hoarder, but I can take away the layers and I can do this and nobody will have to know about it. I'm not going to bring no great big truck to your house. I'm not going to bring no equipment, no construction workers to your house. I'm going to do this. If you release yourself to me, I will make you great. I will take all the old stuff. Matter of fact, your neighbors won't even know. I won't put it out on the trash Monday. I will put it away. I will take it. I will receive it. Then when they see you, baby, they're going to see the finished product. Old thing. Let it go, y'all. Let it go. People, Pastor, you don't understand. I always did this. That's why I always asked you why you always did it. I promise you always. I don't know why you always. Always don't mean it's correct. Pastor, you don't understand. I grew up this way. Grow up some more. We're supposed to challenge you. You walk around, we walk around these little comfort zones. No, you're supposed to be challenged. Your brothers and sisters are supposed to challenge you. But we got to be humble and challenging one another because I guarantee they look at us long enough, they're going to find some stuff in our trunk that need to be dealt with. But old things, you got to let stuff go. Let the old life go, old relationship, let it go. Stop talking about if it hadn't been for this. Sometimes you got to throw the crutch away. I'm not saying all we've been through in life that people have been hurt, people have been through stuff, people have been abused, misused, and all. I'm not saying that doesn't count for anything. But I'm saying when you release that stuff to Jesus, when you let Jesus begin to deal with that and heal your heart and heal those situations because he's making you brand new, old things. And then the last part says, old things are passing, and the last part says, behold. That means stop, take a look. And you know what? If anybody needs to know you're new, you need to know you're new. Behold, all things, not some things, are become what? New. Can't nobody do that but Jesus. The renewing of the mind, the renewing of the heart, the way we think, the way we look at people, the way we talk to people, the way we serve people, the way we look at ourselves. You know, you can't love nobody else until you love yourself. Some folks don't even know who they are. And you can tell they don't love themselves by what they do to themselves. Oh my God, think about it. What people do to themselves, what people take themselves through. Why do some people subject themselves to certain things in life? Why? Because sometimes they don't have the proper definition of who they are. They don't really know who they are yet. But in Christ Jesus, you'll find out that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. In Christ Jesus, you'll find out that you are so precious that God sent his only begotten Son to die on Calvary's cross, that you might have right to the tree of life, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, when you're in Christ Jesus, you begin to find out who you really are. That's when people don't like you no more. Because all things are becoming new. The people you used to hang with, they can't understand you no more. And they can't stand you no more. Misery loves company. Y'all, I wish I had a witness in here. Misery loves company. You got to dare to change. You got to say, hey, I'm brand new. You got to tell yourself that. You don't lie to yourself. I'm becoming brand new. There's nothing I've ever done in my life, nothing I can do in the future that God can't handle. You know, you can't surprise God. You might blow your mother's mind and your father's mind and your grandmother's mind and your grandfather's mind. You cannot blow God's mind. There is nothing new under the sun. So whatever we got today, bring it to Jesus. Nothing that you and I have done or thought of could blow God's mind. Matter of fact, he tells us in his word. So whoever you are today, whoever I'm talking, I might be talking to myself, whatever you got, whatever you've been hiding, whatever you've been covering up, you don't want nobody to know, nobody doesn't have to know, but God, you can bring it right to him. And he'll make you brand new. I'm talking about the new you. Not the you with the new clothes on, but the new you with the new clothes on and a new inside to go along with your new outside. A total makeover. A total transformation, and it continues. God continues to make us. He continues to get inside. That's where that song came from. Put your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. We sing songs sometimes. We don't even know what they mean. And that's what they simply say. Put me up on the potter's wheel. Get up on the potter's wheel. Let the potter make us again. For a total new you. Don't just settle for the external. Don't just settle for what you can do on your own. Because when you belong to Jesus, there's so much more to our lives. You know you deserve to be happy. Anybody know that? You actually deserve to be happy. You don't have to walk around sad all the time. Matter of fact, you're not supposed to worry. You're supposed to be concerned. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. There ought to be some joy in the kingdom. Some folks don't want to be Christian because of the way we show Christ. And I'm not saying that we deny that we're going through. But you're not going through all by God is with you. Jesus is with you every step of the way. And you're becoming brand new in him. And don't be afraid of it. Sometimes when Jesus starts doing stuff in our lives, you go, oh, Lord. You ever get that from somebody? Oh, I think God's calling me. Oh, Lord. You'd be like Moses. I stutter. But guess what? He handled that too. Whatever the problem, God got an answer for it. But don't be afraid. Just embrace God as God embraces you. Understand what salvation means. Understand what the blood of Christ on your life really means. We need to understand it. We need to walk in the liberty and walk in salvation and walk in the newness. We need to think new, walk new, look new, be new, act new, read the word in a new way. Oh, we need to be new. So don't let Washington, D.C. make you feel old. They talking about Occupy Wall Street. I need the word of God to occupy till I come. Am I right about it? We've been occupied. But the word of God says, if any person be in Christ, I think we just need to understand what being in Christ means. Being in Christ means not being in the flesh, not being in yourself, not leaning to your own understanding, all of our ways acknowledging him so he can direct your path. Being in Christ means staying connected to Christ because he is the true vine. Being in Christ means I give it all to him. Being in Christ means I trust him no matter what I'm going through. That's what being in Christ, doesn't mean I just come to church on Sunday and I just do this and do that. And I just give God my, no, being in Christ is a total different new way of living. You ought to be brand new. When you come to church, you ought to feel pressed. You're not coming like, oh, Lord, it's Sunday. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. What kind of God you serving? You're looking for people to do what God would do for you if you just open your heart. You can't let nobody block your blessings. Oh, let me go to church. I'll get there. Let me take the long route. Where's the joy in the church? If we go back to the book of Acts, where the Holy Ghost fell, be totally different. Like my son asked us one time, like, if it's the same Holy Spirit, where's the power in the church? We don't get power until we get transformed. Transformational power. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, but he got to get in there. We got to have that transformational power. We ought to be encouraging folk. You ought to be encouraging your family. People ought to be wanting to come to your church, not because of us, but because of you and your light shining. Oh, glory be to God. You ought to be able to give people hope. You don't have to lie to them, but give them hope. If you turn your life over to Jesus, let Jesus Christ give you. We ought to be able to speak that thing, but sometimes we don't even speak it over our own lives. We don't even believe it for ourselves. That's why we struggle in the kingdom. Because we have not released ourselves totally to Jesus. So we can become new in him. The story is told about a company that used a lot of wooden pallets. And when the wooden pallets were all broken and used, they would sell them to another company for $30 a ton as recycled wood chips. But when these same recycled wood chips will be used as recycled wood, when they take these chips and recycle them as wood, it increased from $30 a ton to $1,200 a ton. I'm not talking about when you take something and do something with it. It went from $30 a ton as wood chips, and when they use it to make wood, it increased to $1,200 a ton. And when they took these wooden chips and used it to make furniture, it would increase to $6,000 a ton. So the story said, if this can be done with lifeless wood, how much more can people be restored to lives of value? God is in the business of making stuff new. God is in the business of restoration. He takes those of us that seem worthless and hopeless and broken by the weight of sin and transforms them to beauty and usefulness. The value of wood chips can be increased through a transformational process. That's a lifeless piece of wood. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. What can God do with your life if you just turn it over to him? We trust everybody else. You get in a dentist chair, they will put that needle in your mouth. Just a pinch. That's a lie. Just a pinch. And you go under. We trust doctors. We trust the weatherman. He says it's going to rain. We get the umbrella. But how about trusting God with your life? The new you. The new you in Christ Jesus. Anybody ready to surrender to him totally? You like what he's doing already? There's much more that he wants. But it starts at the cross. You can't, there's no shortcuts. We love shortcuts. No shortcut, okay? No shortcut to the transformational life in Christ. Got to come by the blood of Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We got to come. If any person be in Christ, you got to make sure you're in Christ, not just in church. There's a difference between being in church and being in Christ. In church is physical, in Christ is spiritual. There's a difference. And we need to go to church. But if we just in church, if we leave church, are we going to be the same as we came in? Are we going to be no different? If not, no increase in knowledge, no activity, no spiritual activity. We don't feel no different. We don't feel no different about Jesus. I don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know this. I don't know that. Nothing's working out for me. Guess why nothing's working out for you? See, we don't want to tell the whole story. We just want to complain. I ain't getting nothing out of that church. You ain't putting nothing in.
And I ain't talking about money. When you come to service, you ought to come ready to receive a word. Amen. You can't be sitting there like, break me open, pastor, preacher.
I'm just here because my friend invited me. But I don't like this Jesus stuff, so you break me open. You know the word of God is so powerful, it won't return void. But if you're really looking for a blessing in your life, you got to be open to the word of God, open to the will of God, open to the ways of God. So that you really have to be open. Open. The new you doth not yet appear what we shall be. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus came into my life. You ever heard that hymn? What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought. You can sing that to yourself. Amen. We're still trying to get this thing together, and Jesus is merciful and gracious to us, but sometimes we don't even want to celebrate ourselves because the problems that we're going through, God, are so messed up. And Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Jesus said, come unto me and be that new you. When are you going to be new? Or you just like the same old way? Anybody eat the same old stuff every day for dinner? Anybody wear the same old clothes every day? No. So why you want to keep on being the same old way? Who told you it was all right? God is saying, I want to challenge you. I want to make you into everything I ordain you to be. There's some people that got some dreams and some visions, and you put them up on the shelf because you were scared to open up to the Lord. You're scared. God is telling you through this message today, I'm coming to make you brand new. I'm coming to make you new. I'm coming to make you look at yourself differently for those that are hating on themselves. You're not hating on others, you hate on yourself. God said, I've come to tell you that all the mistakes you made, I've already forgiven you for those mistakes, and you still beating yourself up about them. Lift up your heads, he's saying. I know you made a mistake. You told me about it. I forgave you for it. No, but every time you look at him, every time you look at her, don't keep on being reminded. If you're going to be reminded that God took that problem. God took that mistake. There's somebody here today. We made some mistakes this morning, but there's power in forgiveness. There's a new you. The new you says, guess what? I'm not going to treat myself the way I used to treat myself. I'm going to release everything to Jesus. I'm going to let him know. But I'm telling you, somebody's here. You've been beating yourself up too long. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Give it to him. Old things. I forgot to bring all those trash bags I had. I got the contractor size. Give everybody a trash bag. Put your stuff in there. The trash goes out here Monday night. I'm not even going to let you take it home. We're going to put it all in the furnace room. Then on Monday night, when facilities come, we're going to put all our trash out. Because we don't need that stuff no more. You know why? Behold all things. Behold, all things are become new. Let us all stand. Amen. The new you. The new you in Christ Jesus. If there's anyone here that wants to be made brand new in Christ Jesus, you need to come on and give your life to Christ.